Yeah, we must be on, everybody. It's the ECW wrap-up show with your man, Bardry Purnell, and Travis Bryant. My man's and them, Travis Bryant. ECW wrap-up show for the 2nd of September of 2008. The show kicked off, you know, I don't know if I should mention this or not, but I got to. Killer Kowalski, rest in peace.
They cut it off last night on Raw. It was weird how Raw came on. Did that happen to you?
Yeah.
Mine came on and then went to a commercial. I'm like, what? And then the commercial went off and then Orton was on walking down. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, Killer Kowalski, the trainer of many, Triple H, China, those are probably the two.
Most notable.
Yeah, and people like me don't know who the Rusty Chain. A couple young guys that are around now are still around. Bill Kowalski, rest in peace.
All right, well, then the show comes on. The show actually opens up with the dirt sheet this time instead of, you know, the end or anything. It just opened up with it.
Remember when I said they shouldn't bring the dirt sheet back for a month? Maybe to preview the next pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, you did. And that's you called it, and I got to give it to you. And all.
I thought it was just a smart move. Like, okay, good. Make it, and now it means something now when it comes around again, the hype, no mercy. Or if they wait even 2 months to do it for Survivor Series, it means even more.
You can start
to hype, use that. Use the dirt sheet once a month, once every 2 months. As a tease, commercial. You know, we've got a previewing No Mercy. We've got the dirt sheet. So, make people go, oh, yeah, dirt sheet been hot the past 2 times I've seen it. Not the past 6 times. Yeah, 3 were okay. 3 were just terrible. You know, so, yeah.
Well, tonight was pretty good, and I thought it was a vast improvement from the first one. You know, I didn't like the first one too much. I think you remember I was telling you that. I said
it
would be better.
You were used to the
internet
online and stuff. Yeah. But yeah. Did you watch the rap video that they made cutting on Crime Time?
I'm sorry, but just the detail that they put into the stereotypes, I loved it. I'm sorry. I mean,
They were killing me with the 40s, though. Like, all right, that's enough.
How many of your homies
is dead here? Damn.
Like, these motherfuckers led hard lives of all these damn homies.
He poured like a 6-pack of 40s out. Damn. It's a small kids pool full of malt liquor. Disgusting, brain-damaging malt liquor. I didn't really pay attention to the attention to detail. It was just after.
No, I could just see like some. I could just see somebody doing something stupid like that with the dancing and everything, but not the 40s. And just the funny thing about it, like you would the 40 never stopped pouring and just
right.
Been smoking, you know, pretending like they smoking L's and all that crazy shit. It was funny, and it seems like. You know, they are, you know, even though they're making fun of it, they're, you know, they, I guess, in a sense, they understand.
Yeah, it's like they can get away with being, you know, dickheads 1 minute, just total goose. But, you know, because they're not real serious, you know, acts anyway. So they can do that and they come back to not being, like, you know, if they were like, you know, Chris Jericho now can't do this. Somebody like that, you know, that's a serious character. Couldn't pull that kind of thing off now. It'd be like fusing something. We'll get to the actual dirt sheet that happened on this show.
Yeah, The Miz announces, he kind of gloated that he was in a scramble match a little bit, and, you know, Morrison saying it's a travesty, more or less, than that he's not. You know, Miz agreed with him. This was a pretty funny dirt sheet, and I'm going to get into it now. When they introduced the competitive, but they introduced Mark Henry first, if I'm not mistaken.
Mark Henry got invited out first with no
common relief at all. But when Chavo came out, please take it away, my brother.
Ooh, Chavo. Yo, that was the most... Like, yes, I say I do that all the time. Like, who doesn't sing that stupid ass Uchavo music? Yeah, anybody, I would put all that dumb shit into it, but it was real creative. I thought, like, wow, because I can't imagine somebody at one point that hasn't heard that music on a regular basis that watches SmackDown and ECW hasn't sang it either seriously, like, ooh, Chavo, but they all do the music.
They all do the music.
Man, they just took it to another level.
If anybody hasn't seen it yet, please. I don't know if it's YouTube or whatever.
It'll be all over, you know, any kind of YouTube, Daily Motion, anything. Mark Henry made Mark Henry smile a little bit. That's how you knew.
All right, that concludes the 5-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with the VIP membership, including around 50 VIP exclusive audio shows per month, start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter where you can have it delivered to your doorstep, all 16 pages every week with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with a newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home, but you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.